Morning, 4367, Merle Gras.
Good morning. I got your pull-up repair. Anything I could do to help?
Well, good morning. Well, I just have a operator seat that will not move forward. I happen to be a very short person, and whoever drove this before apparently was very tall. So, I don't know how long it's going to take. It might have something to do with the air tanks. We're completely empty. They're now pretty much full, so I don't know why the seat is not moving forward, but as soon as I can get the seat moved forward, we'll be in business. If not, I have to walk all the way to the spotter shack to figure this out.
Give it a little bit longer. It is a process, but I promise you that if your air tanks are showing they're full, they're filling up the tanks that use, you know, that are used for your, you know, your auxiliary tank. So it's going to go ahead and fill that up, and it's going to, you know, where you can use your ramp and close your doors and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I figure. These old beasties just are so very, very delicate. But anyway, I will send you ready for service when we're all ready to go.
Sounds good, yeah. I actually learned that today, so that's my new word for the day. Auxiliary tanks.
Okay. Auxiliary tanks. Perfecto. Well, it's good talking to you, Julie, and we will see you later.
Take care. I'll be watching for your ready for service.
I copy. Have a good day.
You too. 5:15.